What's going on? You're now tuned in to Life and Love with
Erica
and Sean here on the Got What You Need Network, and this is episode 104.
I like how that sounds.
Right.
Sounds good.
Start saying the episodes, man.
Yeah.
How you been feeling, babe?
I've been doing good. Just doing good. Cold.
You cold?
Yeah.
It ain't that cold.
It is that cold. It is.
It is.
You ask anybody, they cold right now.
Yeah. Especially when you go outside. When you go outside, it's brick out there, yo. I ain't going to even hold you.
Yeah, it's not fun. That rabbit got that gun. You hear me?
Especially in North Carolina. We're definitely not used to it.
Mm-mm.
The only downside is it's that ice, man. It's just sitting.
Yeah.
You got other places that's received, you know, 11 inches of snow.
Yeah.
So forth and so on. When I talked to Sky, I think he said they received about 5 or 6 inches of snow.
Oh,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of damn snow. Yeah.
But I got to tell him all the time, nigga, you moved up there. That's where you live at. That's what you knew. That's what they do. You signed up for that. I ain't signed up for that shit. I ain't moved here from Florida to sign up for snow every year. I mean, granted, it happens 2 or 3 times out the year anyway?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But 2 or 3 times that you're just, your whole situation is down.
Right. It's more than enough.
Right.
More than what we
When this
for.
Episode dropped, we just got done dealing with the snowstorm that everybody saw.
Yeah.
We just received ice. You'll see a lot of people online, North Carolina didn't receive nothing. You're right. We received ice. That's, if not worse than fucking snow.
I think it's worse.
Those people complaining, ice is way worse. We had a damn ice skating ring down our driveway all the way up the block.
Yeah, sure did.
Yep. And our dumb asses tried walking in that shit just to go up the block to kind of be nosy and see what's going on.
And it was horrible.
Sliding on the way up.
Yes.
Sliding on the way back.
Man.
And we got a hill coming down to our property. So it's like.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible. Fun.
It was like, why did we do this?
Yeah. Like, we went to the corner. It was like, let's turn around.
Yeah, let's turn around. Yeah.
And now this weekend, when this episode dropped, it drops before the weekend, we're supposed to be receiving snow this weekend. Uh-huh. So it's they're talking about a 60% chance of snow. You know what I mean? So we're supposed to be receiving snow Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think Monday. So and they said it's gonna stick. If it snows, it's gonna stick because it's so cold out there.
So it's not gonna go anywhere no time soon.
That means kids home on again Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on.
Yep. Back at it again.
Got to be more careful.
Boy,
I don't want no more packets from the boys' school.
Man, who you telling?
From
I'm
the youngest.
Tired.
They killing us, man.
Yeah, like we just sitting at home. We ain't got nothing to do.
Right, man. Yeah, no damn packets at the school.
Sure.
But let's get into the show, man. We'll get into the show. We hope you guys enjoy episode 103. We did a new thing called Quick Hits, and we'll probably do that again here.
But
we have some topics, some things we want to discuss. You know, we got quite a bit, but we're not going to talk about all of them. But just want to get into some things. So what actually happens to the spark once a relationship becomes long term? So that's the question at hand. What happens to the spark when a relationship becomes long term? Mm-hmm. We can only speak from our perspective.
Yes.
We've been together for 15, 16 years. It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a minute. 16. We've been married for our anniversary is coming up.
13,
it'll be 13
12,
years. Yeah. It'll be 13 years our anniversary coming up in March. So we was together for a number of years before then. So we've been together for a minute.
Yeah.
Almost a dub.
Yeah.
Coming up on 20 soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost a dub.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's full total relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Within that time frame, have you lost any level of spark for this relationship?
Mm-hmm. Not in regards to the relationship, no.
Okay. In regards to anything else?
Look,
the way you say it,
when I said that, I was like, hold on, that didn't sound right.
Hey, I mean, this is a transparent conversation.
If you
had a moment where you wasn't fucking with the God, I understand.
Of course, there's always some moments where I don't really like you.
Right, that happens.
You know,
yeah,
but not counting that. But as far as like spark goes, it's still there.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to say shockingly, but.
No, fuck that. Shocking.
When people, you know.
People been together so long, a lot of people fall out of love out of spark. Some things go away. You're not really fucking with each other. You might not find that person attractive as much as you used to. You know what I mean? Exactly. That things happen. Those things happen.
It does. But I can say for us, that did not happen. If anything, we, you know, we learned each other more.
Right.
You know, create different sparks, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, once those firecrackers goes out, that's it. You know, you got to light another one. So we've been finding ways to continue to light those firecrackers.
I get it. Yeah. That was corny as hell, but I get it. Nah, I get it. I'm with you. I think, also, like you said, we learned each other. Mm-hmm. We were able to be, and we opened up more to one another.
Yeah.
I mean, we were already opened up to one another, but I think our relationship, we opened up even more over the time. And, you know, just the level of way we communicate to how we interact with one another, how we address certain things and topics of discussion. So, I don't think but that doesn't happen with everyone. And I think what happens to a lot of people and what we decided not to do, because we've both been married before, is keep a level of communication and a level of honesty with one another. You know what I mean? And a level of time. You just got to have time with each other. Yeah. You got to have that time. You got to take that time out for one another. You got to have those intimate moments, those intimate conversations, those, you know what I mean? Those intimate, just moments of things that each other like. I don't play to be no thug on TV or in real life. I talk shit about you and our son being the snuggle bunnies, but I enjoy that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so I need that sometimes. I crave it. I'll ask it. Hey, come here. And I know that you like that. So if I'm meeting two goals, I enjoy it when I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know you enjoy it all the time. So it's like, let's give you, you know what I mean? Exactly. Also give you what you need.
It's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's definitely a 2-for-1.
Yeah, it's definitely 2-for-1. But yeah, but since we're kind of on the subject, kind of had a conversation with a younger person not too long ago. And she's in a relationship and she's in her 30s. And she was thinking about, you know, it's time to have kids. But she was kind of on that verge of, you know, I really wanted to get myself together first, you know, do more within her work career.
Right,
before
I get
she
it.
Have any kids. And then she also brought out the fact that, you know, I get married. That means now it's not going to be, you know, my time anymore. I'm going to have to share that with someone, you know, and, you know, kind of just.
Her mind ain't in it.
Do things what that person want to do.
Her
too,
mind ain't
you know?
In it. She's still in a selfish mind state. And you can't be selfish in a relationship.
And that was one of the things that I said. I told her, I say, marriage is going to be a give and take.
Right.
You're going to always have the first one communicate.
Right.
I say, because it's not going to only be about you. You're going to have to do things that he like, and he's going to have to do things that you like.
Right.
I say, if you guys love each other and y'all want to be together, it'll work out.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's a level of communication you got to have. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely got to have. I mean, we could talk about at the beginning of us. We both had our selfish, super selfish moments. But I'm always believing communication. If you said you thought I was trying to check on you and see where you're going, it's like, no, I don't give a fuck where you go. If you go out there and you do something, that's on you. You go do it. Just know it's consequences, whatever that you do. But it's just a level of communication where it's like, hey, you know, that was before the phones had the share your location shit. Yeah. It was like, hey. Just let me know. I'm not. I don't want to track your every move. You don't have to tell me your every move. But just let me know when you made it there safely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all made it. We made it safely. Or this, that, and third. Hey, we're getting ready to come home in a few minutes. This, that, and third. Or if y'all making a detour, at least I'll know the last place. So if something happened to you, I at least want to know the last place where I can pinpoint where you were.
Right.
So if I go there, then I know. All right, this was the last place. I know.
Yeah.
Then. Whoever I ask to pull up camera feeds and all this shit, I can do a better job of finding you if something happened.
Yeah.
Because things happen.
Nah, you're right. And it happens quick, too.
Right. And it took you a minute to be like, you know what?
Yeah. It took some time.
Like, he got a point.
Yeah. Because I realized that. Like, I'm not, you know, back in South Carolina where I was. You know, I'm in a whole different state, a bigger place now. I don't know too much about it. You know, I'm just out here in these streets. You need to know, you know, where I'm at.
Right. But honestly, if we was back at home, living in South Carolina, mm-hmm. I still expect the same level of transparency.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we
yeah.
would not have been living in Andrews. I tell you that right now. We'd have been in Sockersty or some shit like that. We'd be somewhere closer to the beach area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We would not be in Andrews.
And I don't even know if I'd be in that area, to be honest. Right?
Nah, me neither.
Look, I don't went back home to South Carolina 2 times and I moved every time. So
You did.
My plans was to never stay there.
And I left and never went back. I left and never went back. I go back to visit, I'll chuck the deuce. Fuck that place.
Right.
All right, let's see. How can couples support each other's individual growth without drifting apart? I think this is good. Mm. That's a good one because you're currently finally on your own individual growth.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I dealing with you're finally doing something for you? How do you think I'm dealing with that?
You're dealing with it real good.
Think so?
Because you are actually supporting me.
Right.
Because you actually push me out to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized that's what I need in my life. Mm. Like, I've always been like that. I need somebody to be like, hey, you know you can do that, right?
Like, kicking the ass.
Right. And I need that. And so, by you doing that,
right,
you know, put the spark up me and started researching. I'm like, you know what? I can.
Right.
You know? And also, it's something that I love to do and want to do.
Right,
so, and
right.
I have interest in it. So
right. That matters.
It made it a little more easier, you know?
Right.
But with you saying, you know, it's cool. Go do it. Go do you. Go do something for you.
Yeah.
So
I think for all this time we've been together, you've supported every decision I've decided to make or whatever move I'm
going. Your dreams is my dream.
Right.
That's what I always say.
You know, you've definitely done that. And we've had successes and we had woes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you've always supported any level of, thing that I decided I was going to go do. And you not only just support what I do by, you know, making sure I'm good, making sure I understand, mm-hmm. you hold our house down.
Yeah.
So in return, it's like, why you going out doing what you got to do? I'm here for the house. Like, all right, boys, this is what you got to do. They know. So when you come home, they already where they need to be.
Oh, they out.
Right.
They gave me one day.
Yep, that's it.
After that, it went back to normal.
Yep.
She good.
She good. So, and to me, that matters. And listening to what you have going on.
Mm-hmm.
Vent about certain things, be mm-hmm. there for communication, but also not being there to put myself in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting myself on. Oh man, I remember when I went through that doing this. Nah, nope. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
This is
about you, right? You know, I say that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's not what we here for.
Yeah.
So this is about you. You describe what you have going on with you, because I'm proud of what you're doing. And I think in a lot of relationships, you got to understand you're not competing against each other or competing in the relationship.
Yeah,
you're actually working together and each other have different common goals. So if for moments you back my goals and things that I wanted to do, it's only right that I do the same for you. I back your goals not just back them by talking about it. I put my brand up too. Like, all right, boom, you want to do something? I ain't paying for all of it because you got to understand how that shit feels.
Right.
Because I know how I feel.
You do that yourself all the time.
Right.
You know?
But I'll take this load off here. I'll put, I'll get this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm there. Like, that's the main thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think just making sure, you know what I mean? And then once again, like the drifting apart piece. It's all about communication.
Yeah.
Being communicative, being having that conversation, us talking about things.
Yeah.
Me figuring like I just said earlier, talking about your day, what you've gone through, what you saw, when you working on certain things and that makes sense. All right, that's fire. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like really talking about it.
Yeah. Just being being interested in what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. Not just, this is what you're doing. Oh, for real? Okay. That's good. Like, show interest, you know, because if you show interest, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm doing my thing over here, you
that's
know,
a fact.
Like he's proud of me, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Right. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. So what healthy habits naturally boost confidence and connection? So what healthy habits you think?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Healthy habits.
Yep. She said hobbits, habits.
Healthy hobbits.
Yeah, country look.
Shut up. Country ass. Well, everybody know we always promote communication.
Right.
This podcast.
Right, we do.
Get into a healthy state of communicating with one another.
Right.
You know, just being real with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, being honest. Honesty is best policy. They say that. And I know a lot of dudes like, women don't believe in honesty. Mine does. I don't know what the chicks y'all deal with. Mine want a level of honesty.
We do. A lot of times, you men don't allow us to believe the honesty because you've done so much.
Right. Well, but then also, y'all don't need to be asking 40,000 questions when we're being honest. We're being honest. I don't need all the damn questions. See, I'm being honest.
We need to know things, you know? So, the question is, we need to know things. So, that's how we communicate.
That's the best habit, the communication, than any other habit?
Just being real with each other.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't communicate, disagree. Being real, being honest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Being you. I think just being your own person, being true to yourself is a very good habit.
Right.
Because you can't go into something, you know, as a lie. So be yourself. Right.
I agree. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask this question because I think this could be relevant to us at one point. How can couples restart connection without making it feel forced?
Restart connection without making it feel forced.
Yeah. See, I make you think today. And the reason why I asked this question is this. It was a small moment, not long, where we were not on the same page. Mm-hmm. Yes, we kind of just rolled through the house like robots.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just kind of just doing shit. Mm-hmm. But we were not all the way on the same page. Yeah. So, you know, what can couples do to restart that connection, to get that understanding? Like what we did, we just said, I know for us, we just said, fuck it. We both being stubborn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's get back to what we like to do for one another and to one another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think is basically just what you said. Mm. It's remembering why you guys are here.
Right.
Remembering why you're here and just acknowledge what happened.
Right.
But then also say, you know what? We can do better. And then we move on.
Right. Gotta move on.
Yeah. Don't dwell on it.
Right. Gotta move on. Depending on what it is. You gotta move on.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
But if you both say you're gonna move on, move the fuck on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And really move on. Because sometimes you can say, all right, you know, I done swept that under the rug, I'm done with it. And then a week later, you coming back again saying, well, you did this, you did that. Like, no, we not doing that.
And to reconnect, get back to doing the things that both of you like to do with and to one another.
Yeah.
That matters, man. That level of connection. She say all the time, once she could be mad at me, but once we have sex, it's like, all right, we reconnected again. you know what I mean?
That's it.
We re-energize. Yeah, we back to where we need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because that's a level of connection. That intimacy is a level of connection that you and your person only understands.
Yep.
You know that, you know what I mean? The things that you like to do to one another, and you reconnect and you both feeling like, all right, boom.
Yeah.
We got a level of understanding now.
Right. Because we got some people who, like, for me, like I say, we go, we have sex, boom. I'm all good. I'm back in love with you again. I done forgot everything what happened. I done forgot. But then you got some people out there who still do it, but was like, I remember what you did. You know, now is back to where it been.
Still letting it go.
Yeah, like I like to be in love in my relationship.
Right.
I don't like when we not, you know, talking to each other. Mm. I don't like the whole robot thing. I don't like that. Man,
that shit ain't fun.
It's like, it's not gonna last long.
Never really does.
Not gonna last long.
Nah.
I don't like it because it's not us.
Right.
Because I don't
But we do communicate. I want people to know.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We don't just get back into it without fixing the issue at hand or understanding, or at least understanding each other about the situation. Because a lot of times you're not going to agree with whatever that happened, whatever went on. You're not going to agree. You're not going to say, "Well, I agree." You got to at least understand where each other is coming from. Okay, I at least understand where you're coming from on that situation.
Right.
And there's a possibility I could have been wrong, or there's a possibility you could have been wrong, or both of us felt like we were right. Nobody was wrong. Yeah. So, but we got to a level of understanding. And that matters.
Exactly. Because nobody likes to just be, it's your house, it's your personal space where you feel comfortable at.
Right.
And then you have to be tipping toe around your house.
No, we're not doing that.
I don't like that. I do too many things up in here for me to be sliding through you and try not. Nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, because your ass be walking around too goddamn much.
Just one day. Because I'm going to come up to you and be like, "Boy, you remember, like, I'm going to make something up." Instead of, you know, coming back and, you know, or apologizing, I'll come back and I'll be like, "Okay, you know, that's my way of apologizing, or I'm trying to get back."
They just won't say sorry. They just won't say sorry. All right,
if I need to.
Right. Here's a question. How can couples talk about physical needs without hurting each other? Talk about your physical needs, things that you need to be done, that needs to happen without hurting each other's feelings. Be like, "Man, you ain't performing up to par right now. What's going on?"
That would be me.
What?
I would be like, "Hey," I was like, "What's up with you? This is not you."
Right.
I'll be that type of person. I am.
I'm lucky.
Because first of all, we were in this relationship together. Right. So all I want is you. I don't want to have to go out there, you know, and do anything with anybody else. I want you. So I'm going to ask you, like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Right.
We're going to talk about it.
It's funny. For us, we haven't had any, like, sexual issues or anything. I probably had some sexual issues. She ain't know, because I'm, like, mentally going through some shit. But because I try to make sure I perform at all times for her. But if I get quiet or don't really talk a lot, that joke of first, what bitch you talking to? Right. I'm like, hold on.
Who you communicating with?
Right. Because I'm quiet, she'll go right to that
who
shit.
Who you pillow talking with?
Who you talking with? It won't be physical. But I agree. I won't say what it is, but when we first started, I was on some, "This is my requirement." "Do you think you could deal with that?" Right. And you was like, "Well, we can see. I might deal with that.
Let's talk about it.
We can talk about it." Mm-hmm. I lay my shit out there because I know I like to do a lot of nasty nigga from time to time.
And you got
especially in the early days. Now that we have quiet sex because we got kids that be up in the middle of the night too. That's the hard part.
Man.
Quiet hunching. Wow. I saw this meme online with this dude and this girl. They was acting like they was having sex and it was some song and she was like, "Keep what?" He was like, He's like, "Keep what?" The whole time was funny. But that quiet sex shit is for the birds, man. That shit is corny than a song. Yeah, man.
That's something you don't see, like, you know, when you have kids, whether they're babies and stuff.
Right, yeah, think about it.
You don't think about that.
They little, because they passed out.
Older.
Right.
Man. Right.
And start understanding now.
And always up, never go to sleep.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why the next house we build, their ass is going to be on the other side of the house.
We going to be separate.
We going to be over here. We going to have a whole bunch of space in between us before we touch one another.
I agree on that 100%.
The next house we build or purchase. All right, then. Yeah. Did you answer that question? Yeah, you answered that question.
I did.
You did. Well, let's get into the quick hits. All We're going to start with quick hits. Now, quick hits is this. Mm-hmm. One word answers.
That was quick last time.
You did your thing. One word answer. Maybe two. One word answers.
Okay.
And both of us can answer, or maybe just you.
Or you can just object to my answer.
That.
Okay.
But I'm going to object with one word. Okay. All right. So quick hits. All right. Who's louder, me or you?
Me.
Yeah, at times you're right. All right. Who's messier, me or you?
You.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I can say that. Mm-hmm. And it's a control mess.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, As that ADHD in me, it'd be control mess. It'd be a little weird.
It's not. Yeah. Right.
Who's pettier, you or I?
Oh, that's you, honey, all day.
Oh, petty motherfucker.
You is the capital P in Bay, okay?
I ain't gonna lie. Who's more stubborn, you or I?
That's you, honey.
I am a little bit there, too. I mean. Mm-hmm. All right. Who's more dramatic, you or I?
That could be me.
Okay. All right. You are hella dramatic. Because I thought you was going to say me. I'm like, hell no.
No, I got this one.
I'll call Deshaun down here. He'll say mama.
I got this one.
Who's more spoiled, you or I?
That's me. That,
you think so?
Yeah.
I might say me too. It might be even.
It might be both. It might be even. It might be both.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's more clingy?
Oh, that's me. Yeah. I'll be under your shirt.
Let's see who gets this right. Okay. Who's more forgetful? Just say it.
Me.
Just say it, dog.
I had two kids, though.
Oh, that's your excuse. Every time you was like this before them niggas, man.
I had two kids.
Before them jokers was born, you was like this.
I got a lot of things in my head.
All right,
so.
Here's the next one. Who's greedy?
Me. I like to eat now. Yeah.
Who's more jealous? I think neither one of us are now. We're not really a jealous.
Nah,
people.
We're not really jealous.
We're not really a jealous.
We both
people.
Love when people look at us.
Yep. I don't mind when dudes look at you. I'll be like, yep, that's mine.
Yep.
I know what
that's
it
the thing
is.
Thing I say too.
All right, who's extra? That's probably me, dog. I'd say that's me.
Yeah, you can be a little extra.
Yeah, I can be a little extra. You're right. Right. Mm-hmm. Who's more sneaky?
Sneaky.
I don't know. I'm not sneaky like that. I ain't gonna say you sneaky either.
Yeah, and I ain't really sneaky like
nah,
that.
Nah, neither one of us. All right.
I got something up my sleeve.
And that ain't often. Who's more sensitive?
I know you want to say me.
I ain't say nothing.
But I can be sensitive.
You can be sensitive. Yeah. Sensitive as hell. Yeah.
No, I ain't sensitive as hell. I may be a little sensitive.
All right. You may see, that was sensitive.
Yeah.
That was as hell. That was sensitive just there. All right, everyone, that was quick hits. Okay. That was quick hits. Yeah. We're good. See, quick hits.
I like those.
Anything you want to add before we end the show today?
Nah, y'all just stay warm if you're in the cold weather.
Yep, stay warm. Well, this is Life and Love with
Erica
and Sean here on the network that got what you need. And there we go. Boom.
Because we got what you need.
Peace.